An international symposium celebrating 10 years of the Asian News Service was held on Wednesday at the Pontifical Urbaniana University in Rome. The event, which was organised by the Pontifical Institute for Foreign Missions, looked at the importance of the Asian continent over the last decade. In particular, attention was paid to subjects including the major economic growth which has taken place there in the midst of poverty, the crucial mission of the Church in Asia, and freedom of religion and freedom to evangelise. One of the speakers at the symposium was the Archbishop of Sydney, Cardinal George Pell. Vatican Radio's Marie Duhamel talked to him about the church in Australia.
We usually, and maybe wrongly, compare Australia to the US. Mm-hmm. And reading, I thought maybe we can compare it to Europe more than with the US. I was just wondering what are exactly the situation of Catholics there.
I think to speak sociologically, in shorthand, our situation is somewhere between the situation of the United States and Britain. On the surface, we look very much like the United States. Underneath, it is different. We don't have many Hispanics. We are not as religious as most people in the United States. I don't think we are as anti-religious as some people are in the United States. There is a level of enthusiasm about religion which is not completely replicated in Australia.
I heard about lack of vocation and that the fact that Australia was a land of exile for Catholic and now a land for mission.
Yes, well, that's not entirely true. I have about 45 seminarians for the Archdiocese of Sydney. Not every diocese in Australia is blessed with a good number of seminarians, but I'd say 4 out of the 6 capital cities have good numbers of seminarians. There was still a lot of vitality.
Okay. You were talking about the Vietnamese people, migrants, and their acting role for the church in Australia. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yes, well, there are not an enormous number of Vietnamese Catholics, there are some tens of thousands, but they have dozens and dozens of seminarians. Very good youth groups, very strong communities. They're a powerful and vibrant force in our Catholic Church, especially in Sydney, Melbourne, and I'm enormously grateful for that.
But you said that the fact that they were maybe suffering in their country could be a strength for you?
Yes. Also, another community which is very strong for us is the Maronite community from Lebanon. I think their vitality is in some mysterious way connected with the suffering of their people. I think suffering forces people to make decisions about fundamental options.
The church recently fought for the migrants and the right of the migrants and the right to be like welcoming them. Mm-hmm. And that was really hard. Something happened. How the Catholic people like welcome the migrants?
Well, there are all sorts of migrants. We have, last few years, we've perhaps taken sometimes 300,000 migrants a year. They are generally well received. The migrants who come via boat without permission, public opinion is not very strongly in their favour. And interestingly, some of the strongest people against them are the more recently arrived other migrants. But the church has spoken, saying they need to be treated humanely, that we don't want a thing that is too tough. We certainly don't want boats sinking with people dying like there was at Lampedusa. And we have had deaths too. We are very keen to stop that.
I heard the Catholic were really gathered to mobilize about this migration, but there are some other topics which are still a challenge for you and for the church, like the defense of life, those kind of arguments.
Oh yes, that is a big challenge for us. We have 23 million people. We have 80 or 90,000 abortions every year. But majority opinion in Australia is interesting. The majority believes in the woman's right to abortion, but the majority opinion is also very unhappy, uneasy about the big number of abortions. The majority feel there are too many abortions, and we have to try to educate the people.
A synod was just convoked yesterday about family, mm-hmm. and in which state is the family in Australia?
It is under pressure. It's under pressure. Someone said marriage is more popular than ever because people are marrying more frequently. But we have quite a number of people who don't marry. 30, 40, sometimes 50% of births outside marriage. So we are under pressure, like the church, in most other Western countries.